Mining of any kind scars the landscape. When the mines close down, regions are often left without vegetation, wildlife, or an economic future. Many former mining communities around the world spend decades trying to rehabilitate the land. They don't always succeed. But more than 1,100 square miles of abandoned coal mines in eastern Germany are making the transformation from a lifeless landscape to a land of lakes. Caitlin Carroll reports from the Lusatia region, about 60 miles east of Berlin.
If you look at an aerial view of Lusatia, it's like Swiss cheese, pieces of land and then gaping holes. The holes are where East Germany harvested almost all of its energy in the form of brown coal or lignite. After the Berlin Wall fell in 1989, East Germany collapsed and most of the mines were abandoned.
Now we are in Großrieschen in the Lake Street.
Janine Mahler is with IBA, a group that's managing the restoration of Lusatia. The street we're on used to be named after a communist hero, but the new name, Lake Street, is more appropriate these days. That's because the old mining pit we're standing next to is now a lake, with bike paths, a deck, and a visitor center. So this all used to be an open mine that we're looking at now.
Yes, it was an open mine, one of 17 in Lusatia. And so the last 20 years, the landscape is changing from a mining area to a lake area with about 20 lakes.
The United States, Australia, and New Zealand have all tried similar mining reclamation projects, but nothing on the scale of Lusatia. Over the past decade, German authorities have spent more than $11 billion to turn this wasteland into what they hope will be Europe's largest artificial lake district. Brigitte Schultz is a landscape architect with IBA.
When I first came here, this pit was still active, and for me it was a little bit like going to the moon.
Back in the day, big machines scraped away dirt and sucked out water to expose the brown coal below the surface. Once the mining stopped, water seeped back into the pits. But that water was highly acidic, not something to swim in. So engineers diverted fresh water from nearby rivers to help dilute and fill the lakes. This doesn't happen overnight.
It takes about 10 or 20, 30, 50 years. And in this process, it's really important to have realized projects that the people can use it and can go to them.
These projects include monuments, forts, floating hotels, and beach bars. Visitors can learn about Lusatia's industrial past while climbing to the top of a massive mining machine called the F-60. At night, lights flash, and recordings of sounds from the former mines drift out. At one of the tall mining monuments that locals call the Rusty Nail, I run into Klaus-Peter Zucker and his young niece. Zucker worked in the mines for 40 years and still lives in the area. I ask him what he thinks about Lusatia's new look. He says that he's interested in the new developments. Back when the mining industry collapsed, he had no idea what would follow in its place. Now, after 10 years of work, it's clear what the new Lusatia will look like. Now he shows the area proudly to his relatives from Berlin. But not everyone shares this optimism. Reinhard Hutel is a geoscientist who consulted on the mine reclamation process. He notes that unemployment still hovers around 15%, and young people continue to leave to find jobs elsewhere.
It's wonderful during summer. It's terrible during fall and winter. So what you have is half of the year is well functioning for tourism, and the rest of the year it's not.
This area started as a forest. Mining turned it into a dust bowl. Now locals are waiting to see what this new ecosystem will bring. The hope is that as the lakes rise, maybe their fortunes will too. For The World, I'm Caitlin Carroll, Lusatia, Germany.